an underwater research station. Today on CNN 10, we're going to explore that in depth. Get it? I'm Carl Azus. That story is just a few minutes away. First, though, the U.S. government is suing the Google technology company, and 11 states have joined the lawsuit. Here's what this is about. The United States has antitrust laws designed to keep American businesses from having too much power. The U.S. Justice Department says Google has broken those laws in part by keeping competitors from getting a foothold in the online search business. This could prevent Americans from ever getting to see the next Google, the next major search company, according to the Justice Department. But Google believes the lawsuit is deeply flawed. It says people use its search engine because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives. Those alternatives include Bing and Yahoo and DuckDuckGo, but 90% of all internet searches are made on Google. European officials have also fined Google billions of dollars for allegedly preventing competition. The company has appealed those fines and says it's made changes to address concerns in Europe. But Google isn't alone in these investigations. A recent U.S. congressional report says several major tech companies have too much power. It accuses Amazon of mistreating third-party sellers, Apple of preventing competition in its App Store, Facebook of buying popular apps like Instagram and WhatsApp to prevent these companies from eventually competing with Facebook. All of these businesses have denied doing anything illegal. They've said they're successful because of their usefulness and popularity, not because they're trying to monopolize their industry. The suit involving Google is the largest antitrust case against a tech company in more than two decades, and it could be years before it's decided. A 1998 lawsuit between the U.S. government and Microsoft eventually led to limits on Microsoft's software business. 10-second trivia. Which of these